When it comes to things like hyperacidity, hiatal hernias, belching, bloating, flatulence, there's a program which we call the digestive jaw. There seems to be circuitry involved with the movement of the jaw that activates the digestive system. So when you open your mouth, there's a command that goes through neurology to open the valve of the food coming from the mouth into the stomach. Then you bite down on the food. And when you bite on the food, it seems to secrete acids. So it's almost like the body is preparing for the first piece of food to come in. So there's already acid in the stomach. Then you chew on the food. Then you side grind. Then you swallow. All of these motions have a particular function in breaking down your food from big stuff to small, absorbable particles. If the body is disorganized in this digestive jaw program, the foodstuffs are not properly broken down and therefore cannot be utilized by the body. So the body almost rejects it. It's like it hits the stomach and it says, what am I supposed to do with these unrecognizable foodstuffs? And this is why it sits longer in the body. And the longer it sits in the body instead of being absorbed, then we end up with fermentation of that foodstuff. So that leads to gas, bloating, flatulence. And I have many patients who eat very well. They've eaten raw food or they're vegetarians and they've tried these things and they still have the gas, and then they blame the food. So they'll say, I have a food allergy or that diet doesn't work for me. But that might not be true. What might be going on is that this digestive jaw program is disorganized, and therefore it doesn't matter good diet or not so good diet, they can't utilize any foodstuffs on the planet. So it's worth getting the assessment done and we can correct that program in minutes.